In the wake of Friday's mass shooting in a Colorado movie theater, there are new questions about what, if anything, can be done to prevent such horrendous crimes. James Holmes will be charged next week for murdering 12 people and injuring 58 others in the shooting spree. If convicted, he'll become America's latest mass murderer, of which there have been many over the years. Here's how ABC News describes the suspect.
When the gunman unloaded his assault rifle in a crowded theater, he became the latest in a long list of American lone wolves, acting singly to kill many.
An attack by a lone wolf. That scenario alarms law enforcement officials and the public alike. Here's Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Pirozzolo speaking outside the Boston Federal Courthouse on Friday.
One of the things that is becoming an increasing part of our mission is to identify, contain, and then bring to justice those lone wolves who would do harm.
But all lone wolves are not the same. Pirozzolo was not talking about Holmes, but about Rezwan Firdaus, an Ashland man who was sentenced last week to 17 years in prison after pleading guilty to terrorism charges. Joining us now to talk about what these two cases say about modern-day counterterrorism strategies is WBUR's David Boeri. Hi, David. Good to see you.
Hi, Anthony.
So let's start this way. Remind us of some of the details, very quickly, of the Rezwan Firdaus case.
He's a 26-year-old physics graduate from Northeastern University who pled guilty last Friday to attempting to blow up the Pentagon and the Capitol building. Sounds like a very dramatic plot, but the Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Pirozzolo pointed out that no one was hurt. That's because Firdaus was accompanied all the way from the start to finish by undercover agents.
So what links these two very different cases, that of Firdaus and the alleged Colorado suspect Holmes?
Firdaus has to say, it was a lower-level threat, perhaps a low-level threat, because he needed the FBI to get the plot going. I mean, they provided him with the fake Al-Qaeda terrorists. They provided him with the rent for the warehouse, the model plane, the ammunition, the whole bit. No one was hurt. On the other hand, Holmes comes in, purchases 6,000 rounds of ammunition, guns, goes completely undetected by the nation's security apparatus, kills 12 and injures about 50 or more. And here's James Bamford, an expert on this secretive national security agency and worldwide eavesdropping since 9/11. His latest book, by the way, is called Shadow Factory.
The NSA and the FBI have enormous capabilities to eavesdrop on communications, not just targeted people, but on information such as data mining. But it doesn't seem like they focus on people who buy large quantities of ammunition.
People like Holmes. But David, what does it mean that the counterterrorism efforts are tracking people like Firdaus, but not people like Holmes?
Sting operations are the mainstay of the FBI, and the FBI's highest priority is counterterrorism these days. But what a sting operation is the creation of opportunities for someone to commit crimes. Mm-hmm. It takes an enormous amount of time, and it takes an enormous amount of money. There's one case, and there are a number of these cases like Firdaus. One case where somebody in Portland is driven to a Christmas tree ceremony. He's going to blow it up. The FBI is driving the van. They've given him 5 gallons of explosives and the trigger mechanism. They are identifying people that may well be low-hanging fruit and low threats. The danger, many people worry, is that the real terrorists go unwatched and unmonitored, like Holmes.
So one of the problems, though, here, right, is we use this word lone wolf, and that's the key word. They're not working in large crime syndicates that law enforcement officials can penetrate or perhaps notice, right?
Yeah, you know, it's very hard. The situation in Colorado, to be fair, is very hard because Holmes is the lone wolf. He is the classic lone wolf. On the other hand, Firdaus isn't, because he couldn't have pulled this off without associates, and those associates were all FBI undercover agents. And here's David Kaiser, by the way, he's a historian and he's a visiting professor at Williams College.
It really isn't clear that the defendant ever would have done anything or even thought about doing very much had it not been for the role of FBI informants.
David, a lot of differences, many differences between James Holmes and Rezwan Firdaus, but I guess one of the big ones is that Firdaus is a Muslim. Do you think that played a role in this sting operation, and is that one of the big differences between this and the case out in Colorado?
Well, forget my opinion. I put it to the experts that I talked to yesterday, and here's Bamford again, and he's representative of what people are telling me.
Well, I think if Holmes had a Muslim name, he would have come into a great deal of attention with a lot less purchases.
So you have the lone wolf factor, and you have somebody like Holmes who is a real lone wolf. Then you get Firdaus, and if he's a lone wolf, Anthony, he doesn't have a full set of teeth, and that is the danger we're talking about in counterterrorism.
David Boeri, WBUR's David Boeri, thanks so much for your reporting on this. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, up next, a former Boston banker tries to bridge the opportunity divide in America. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.